Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
And this week's news clip comes from Fox Business. This is Liz Claman talking with S&P equity strategist Sam Stovall about market opportunities coming out of February.
Let's get to Sam Stovall because we're talking Fed, jobs, politics, and of course, people's money. Look, here we are, Sam, looking at what we see is some real weakness now in this final hour of trade. It doesn't look positive for February, at least for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Why not? Where's the struggle here?
Well, I think investors are trying to figure out whether the rally that we've seen over the last couple of weeks is the beginning of a new longer-term upward trend, or really just a head fake, a counter-trend rally, or even a rally within an overall bear market. So I think that 1950 level is very important, but it's like a rusty door. You're not going to get it open on the first try.
Oh, I like that analogy, but man, somebody bring in the WD-40 because we're having some real trouble here with these markets. All red on the screen. I want to quickly get to where you feel there's an opportunity right now with so much of a cloudy horizon.
Well, our belief is that you still have some opportunities for technology, consumer discretionary, and also, believe it or not, for healthcare. Even though the last report on that Canadian pharmaceutical company, also both sides of the political spectrum talking about making changes to healthcare, let's face it, we've had highest number of new entities approved by the FDA in the last 20 years last year, and that track record we think will be eclipsed this year. So you get a company to come out with a really good blockbuster drug, and I think everybody's going to be looking at healthcare favorably once again.
So this has a few things in here. First up, talking about trends, rally trends versus head fakes, as he put it. When we're talking about a rally trend, what does that mean?
It's momentum. So people all run into it. So it starts going up, not for the fundamentals many times, but because so many people are buying.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, the stock market is just like any other capitalist society. Supply and demand rules. The less the supply, the more you can charge, and vice versa. So unfortunately, Kit, a lot of these stocks that rocket up because of the momentum, mm-hmm. what do they do when the momentum fails?
They sort of head back down
the hill. They start rocketing down because then people start running to the exits real fast. And there's only so much room in the exit. A lot of people in like nightclub fires, a lot of times people are killed at the exit door because people are all trying to get out at one time. Doesn't end well for people. And so same thing in the money world. Want to make sure that we do the right thing. And if you do get into a momentum stock that doesn't really have fundamentals but is going up, the secret there is to know when you're going to get out before you get in. So you get in, it makes a little money, you get out before everyone else does.
Exactly. Now, the other thing that he was talking about in there was the idea that we're seeing a record number of new companies, new entities coming onto the market recently, especially in the medical field. And so looking to have this rally come from new techniques coming out. Is that something that normally happens, or is that sort of talking out one side of his face?
Yeah, well, you just never know. I mean, do you? I mean, and so again, it really comes down to, Kit, what the most important thing anyone could do who's listening is get a coach on their side, someone who can advise them and maybe talk them out of things that may get themselves in trouble. And I know our financial coaches nationally, at no cost or obligation, will meet with you and help you organize your plan in a way that will get you to and through retirement in a very comfortable manner. The number to call is 800-604-1099. That's our national call-in line, and it'll get you in touch with your local coach right in your area. Again, that's 800-604-1099.
We've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. One of the most common questions I get from landlords is how to screen tenants. And the biggest lesson I want to convey here is you can't be in a rush when you have somebody apply for that property to be a tenant, and you cannot make this a must-do deal, because that's when you will pick the wrong person. You have to completely and thoroughly investigate anybody that applies to rent your property. And here's some of the things you can do. You can do an identity verification, first of all, to make sure they are who they say they are. Number two, check with current and prior landlords. Now, of course, there are laws as well as reluctance sometimes that prior and current landlords will not tell you the truth, but at least get an idea of whether or not you think they're being truthful with you. You can always stop by their current property and drop something off, quote unquote, just to see how they keep up with their property there, because likely that's how they're gonna treat your property as well. Always require a paycheck stub. This is important to verify employment. You need people that are making money so that they can pay you money for their rent. Also, of course, look for prior evictions. Have they been kicked out of a prior property? This is important as well, because those evictions cost you time and money. And of course, always check with a criminal background check as well as a credit check. This has been your Real Estate Investing Power Tip of the Week, because power equals profits.
Coach Pete Deruta doles out financial advice. Just go to financialsafari.com for vital information and to see his recent appearances on the Fox Business Channel. That's financialsafari.com.